I know I've fucked up as we stand beside the tracks. Pebbles and rocks flying at my feet as I stand with a hand up in a stopping motion, telling him, put those rocks down now. He's 9 years old, and that brick laid into the side of his face glows with a craziness as his eyes glaze over. He starts walking towards the tracks. The other staff arrive a moment later as he begins jumping up on the fence, reaching for the barbed wire, staring us in the eyes, daring us to challenge him again each time we ask him to come down and talk. Talk? What good is talk, as we are putting our arms around him, attempting to hold him back from the Santa Fe barreling down the steel our way? He is staring at that train. He is telling me, I just want to ride it. I just want to ride it. I know, kid, I'm telling him. But he's looking at it differently, looking at us differently, waiting to see when a gap will appear, when a chance will appear. Nine-year-olds aren't supposed to be suicidal. Nine-year-olds aren't supposed to have bricks laid into their faces. The staff and I chase him, block him, grab bottles out of his hands as he attempts to smash them, weaponize them, turn instead to run head-on into traffic, too small to be seen above the grills of trucks and SUVs. We are not supposed to be chasing him. We are not supposed to be sitting. We are supposed to be sitting in the house, in the office, waiting patiently for FPD to arrive to take charge of this situation. At last, we got him back inside, contained, observed, waiting impatiently for CPS to arrive to take him off our hands, take him someplace safe. Later that evening, I stand beside the baseball field down the road, holding on to the chain link fence, feeling the breath heaving out of me, heaving through me, thinking, wasn't the brick finally enough to bring the authorities in, finally signaling to them that something fucked up is happening to him? Wasn't the lice and the filthy rags he wore to school an indication? Wasn't the sudden outburst, the fleeing through school, through the halls an indication? Wasn't the rap sheets his parents accrued for methamphetamine an indication? Till eventually a sheriff's deputy had enough, bringing him to us in the call he knew we'd make to CPS. Because sometimes even CPS has to take responsibility, because no one else is willing to, no one else wants to. And I'm knowing I fucked up, nodding my head in agreement to my boss, reiterating to me what policy says when a child goes running manic from the house, goes running manic toward the train with a brick-shaped indentation in his face. We stay put and let others take responsibility for what happens when that kid rides the train wherever he will. Nine-year-olds are not supposed to be suicidal. But this one is.